Hey guys, it's, well, Dave and Friends Game Podcast for now. We are back again. I know it's been another while. The last thing we did was, the last was part two review, and we haven't gotten many listens lately, so I think we're going to try to go back to doing what we usually do, and also, we're thinking about changing our name, and we don't know yet, and we're thinking if maybe we should let y'all decide what name for us or something.
Yeah, but just please don't put any profanity stuff in it. Like, don't be a douche, okay? Because it's we just like oh, let's let the fans find out. I'm like, well, then now we're gonna see is some weird names, and then we're gonna decide like maybe we shouldn't have said that, but. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. But, we are playing Resident Evil 3 Remake. So, I've never played this game. I played the demo, but you've played it, Marcus.
Yes, I played it and the demo, and, loved it, but the only thing is, it got a lot of bad critics. I mean, because they said they cut the game very badly from the original, because they cut a lot of parts out of it.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty short, but I got this game for like $20 a few weeks ago on a sale, so I figured it'd be a good chance to try it. So, but we are on the screen, so we're going to hit new game, and we will do standard.
Let's do it. Speaking of pandemics.
Oh, yeah. CDC is quarantined the lower Midwest. Officials can't wait. Commitment, honesty, integrity. These are the core values that create the foundation for Umbrella. It's this foundation that will continue to build a brighter future for all of us. Is that Nemesis?
Yeah, they're working on him.
Oh, dude. Wow.
Yeah, he is really terrifying whenever you get, when you actually encounter him for your first time.
Dang.
Which is gonna be probably very soon. On the PS5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got a PS5, by the way. I was able to score one.
Not me. Just waiting. Not in a rush. It does look good on the PS5.
Oh, yeah.
I'm jealous.
Let's see. We got TV.
Window. Closet. There's no sense in that. There was no sense in that at all, apparently. Hey, Easter eggs.
Oh, Easter eggs where?
Look up. Look at her beret.
Beret?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
From the first Resident Evil?
Oh, that's cool. Hey, she's got a cactus.
Yeah, just randomly just like, introduce the cactus.
Home. Wait, a book that says home.
I think since the incident at Spencer's Estate. Was it Spencer's Estate that happened on the first one?
What was that?
Asylum? The
mansion.
The mansion, sorry. Yeah. She literally went into, like, she was, like, mentally scarred for that, and she was terrified. Like, she takes a lot of meds and stuff.
Yeah.
wish you could see her. That's cool.
Yep. Could see.
Oh, we don't want to do that. What in the world? What is this?
Don't worry, you'll find out.
Well,
just a nightmare. Even though it was so great how they introduced, like,
hey, look, it's this just horror determined sentence.
Like I was saying, like, how they introduced, like, this, like, the Resident Evil, engine. How they made it into, like, the graphics and all that. Like, from, 7. Like, Biohazard. They basically used that kind of mechanics. And from 7 to like 2 and 3, it's actually pretty good. I mean, they could have done better. I could have always say, but it was okay. Just, you know, there's
a sealed envelope.
Yeah, you might want to keep an eye out for a lot of these readables and stuff, because there's a Sharpie for it.
Oh,
if you get them all, and it took me like a couple playthroughs just to get them all, and I realized I. The last one was at the very end of the game, and I missed it a lot. And I was like, oh, there it is. And they also have shootable collectibles. You know, like the Raccoon City foxes? Those little bobble foxes? They actually called Charlie dolls, like bobbleheads. Which is great.
Aw, pizza.
Messy house.
Apartment.
Fridge. Even the fridge looks better than the outside. Oh,
you can just do that?
Yeah, it's just...
Hey, it's a bakery bread, some little Debbie snacks.
Kimotsu, whatever that, like Japanese. I don't know. It even had raccoon milk in it. It's like, is that how they produce their milk? Is that
raccoon? Raccoon? Where? No. Oh, she does have blue eyes, I think. I thought she had brown eyes. Maybe
she... No, she has, I don't know. It's just... We look back from the first Resident Evil game.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She had blue eyes in the first one.
So, yeah, they must have kept the same content. Yeah. Now we're in the third.
Yay.
All right. Now we're moving. Phone call!
Who's it for? Yeah.
Who could that be?
Wait, there's another one. That's from
Colin. From your friend, Brad Vickers.
Like how he said that at the same time.
And guess who's calling you on the phone?
Guess we'll find out. Where's the phone? Right there.
Hello? Joe,
are you okay?
Brad?
Is that you?
Yeah.
You gotta get out of there.
What are you talking about?
Three, two, one. There he is. Hi, I was expecting you. And fire. Oh, all my ribs are broken.
That's ribs.
Yep. Not doing a thing. This dude is a big colossus.
Yeah. Oh, like that's gonna work.
Yeah. Yeah, run.
No, we gotta get out of here, Joe.
And
oh, jeez.
Yeah, he is a behemoth. All right.
Okay, we'll go through.
Not compared to Mr. X, he is worse.
I bet.
He is. He can run after you. He can run, I swear.
Going through here.
Alright, downstairs. Hand. Present! Yeah, you're gonna get a lot of scares from him, I swear.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that ass. Now, see, they had to have done that for a reason. Get that zoom in on that ass. I don't know.
Oh, for her?
Yeah, look. That zoom in. Look. Oh, yeah.
I have a girlfriend. I'm in a relationship now. I shouldn't be doing
that. I know. I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm just saying that a lot of people actually pointed that out in the game. Like, they really just, like, zoomed in right there in that one spot.
Come on, Jill. You're a strong, independent woman.
Nope. Not at all.
Oh, jeez.
He is not going to stop beating you. Now he's got to bring the building down.
All right. Go. Am I running?
Yeah, you're running. She's just limping. Either way, you just push straight and you'll go. And you get your first trophy right here. Escape your apartment.
Maybe it pops up. I don't know.
It will. Sure. It should. It should pop up after here in a bit.
Oh, there it is.
First escape. You escape your apartment. We are gonna be running into Brad. He looks so good in this game.
Yeah.
Too bad he's basically killed off, you know. Alright, let's go. Now, there's a lot of Easter eggs in this game, too.
Oh, Ari and Ned.
Yeah, there's a lot of Easter eggs, like Sigourney Coffee Shop.
Oh, like Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, Sigourney Coffee Shop. It's basically Easter egg for aliens.
That's cool.
These three up here, are basically based off Capcom, old Capcom games.
Eric, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, look at there's Nemesis Capsule right there.
Where's Nemesis Capsule?
Turn around. Now, look right.
Oh.
That.
Oh.
He came out of that. That's a huge capsule.
Yeah.
He came out of that. Alright, now you're gonna have to run because you get caught, you're instantly dead. Run! Here they come! Alright. Because you can mess up and you can get killed instantly. Yeah,
I'm staying fine out.
Alright. Now run. Left.
Run.
Yeah. Because if you get caught once, it's that you're done.
Do they? Is it me or does the Resident Evil 2 zombies look better?
Yeah, the Resident Evil remake zombies look a lot better. Oh, bye bye, Brad.
Goodbye, Brad.
Now let's go grab our gear.
Gun.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna tell you this: don't waste your ammo here.
Okay.
Because if you shoot him, more just come up behind him. Just don't waste it. Just run. You know how to shoot, so don't.
Five bullets. Yeah.
You gotta crawl. You gotta go. Because sometimes people like, oh, you shoot. All right, we're almost out.
This way?
Yeah, the other way. You ring down.
Uh-oh.
This was part of the original RE3 where a guy actually locks himself in a safety storage area, he actually dies. It's a safe haven in there. Okay. Ammo should be coming up at the very at the exit of the door. Right there. And the knife is invincible, so it's an infinite knife.
Sweet.
You're going to love the dodge mechanics in this game.
Yeah, if I can master it. Yeah, because I tried.
You time it very good. You time it very good. It's really good. Any of them, because they're going to crawl through underneath it. Like that.
Oh, maybe they're different because they're not like how the Resident Evil 2, like, you know how they were a little more decayed?
Yeah, so, a little bit more decayed.
Yeah, but these were more recent.
All right. you jumped.
Yeah.
All right, you gotta go around them. Go around them. Oh, go.
Oh, that sucked.
All right, might want to go around them. Get to the elevator button, because they'll cut into a cutscene. There you go.
Sorry you got bit, Jill.
Okay, whatever matters. Now we're going to the roof. And this is where you're going to encounter him again. Oh, that's going to be great. Comes out of that dark shadows and into the spotlight. Walking towards you with such physique. So awesome. I feel a vibration. Start that car. Hit it. Oh.
Damn
it. Now hit the R trigger. Get it. Alright, keep holding it.
Oh, jeez.
Here you guys go. And he, such a colossus, such a tyrant, could just get up from that with nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Just like, that just tickled. It didn't hurt. Yeah. Oh boy. That was, now this is going to be great. Now his face is revealed.
Oh, jeez.
Now he's just slowly walking towards you.
Do I move, or...?
You're moving back. Don't worry. Hey, Carlos. Now you get another trophy. These trophies were so easy and complicated in this game.
Dang.
Somebody lean on.
That's a lean on me.
No copyright music.
No. Maybe it's my phone.
It's in your pocket.
Oh.
I told you I felt vibrations.
Oh, shoot. This is my girlfriend. Safe. Shoot.
I'm fine. Ooh, someone got to call back the girl. Dude.
Oh, come on. The dipshit that closed this. Sorry, we're going to have to go around.
Sorry, guys. We're in the middle of something right now. He's texting.
I was like...
And we're back.
I thought you meant vibrations on the phone.
No. How can you not feel the vibrations on the phone on your leg?
I don't know. I just...
I felt it. It was in your pocket.
Like that, man.
No, thanks.
She said it's fine.
I promise you're the shelter. You coming? Come on, it's this way.
Just look how fast he moves, faster. You look how he gets there with ease. You know?
Yeah.
And you're just basically barely jogging.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Crazy.
Captain, this fine young lady could use our help. Carlos, you didn't even think to ask fine young lady her name. She is an elite operative of RPD Special Tactics and Rescue Service. Her name is something Valentine.
It's Jill.
Nice to meet you. Jill. I am UBCS platoon leader Mikhail Viktor. My team was sent here to rescue civilians.
Right. How's that going for you?
The city is completely cut off, isolated. Most of the 100,000 civilians will wind up dead. Correction, undead. My platoon has suffered serious losses. Just keeping them alive is more than I can manage.
Well, you can thank your corporate overlords for that.
Yes. Well, we are doing all we can. If we can get this subway train moving, we can evacuate some survivors. But we need help. My men cannot do this alone.
I'm in. But I'm on your side, not yours.
Hey, that's cool. We all want the same thing.
Thank you, Jim.
Alright, super cop. Here you go. We can use this to stay in contact.
I'm on the radio, guys.
First things first. We need to get you geared up. Head up to Street Level.
Alright. Ammo crafting guide, which a lot of things have changed. A little bit stuff got added, some of them didn't. Pretty good stuff.
Cool. Anything in here?
No, there should be anything in there.
Let's see. How do you do a dodge thing?
You'll have to be introduced to it when you first do your... Oh, there you go. But timing that correctly is going to be a little bit tricky.
Yeah, that's what I was...
But it's really cool, though. Yeah.
Working on it. So what's the plan?
You can actually turn that off so it can be on the TV.
And how do I do that?
Alright, combinations of perks and gunpowder. It's really cool, you can just... So when they introduce the stuff, it only pops up on the screen like once, and then you just automatically pick it up.
Oh, that's cool.
Basic chemistry. You're not... There you go. Oh.
Will we get side packs or something, too?
Side packs? Oh, yes. Remember, Jill's specialty is lockpicking.
But she doesn't have a lockpick.
Nope. Nope. You get a lockpick in this game, which is infinite to every lock.
Okay.
Alright, don't go outside yet.
Okay, we'll put this here. What's this?
Remember the original game?
Oh, yeah.
That's a trophy to get all the crystals.
Oh, wow.
Because they give you parts, ammo, and other goodies.
Oh, this does?
Yes. Oh, sweet. And for each crystal you put in, there's only three.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
Alright, just look around. Alright, I guess not. Let's head out. This is what other side of Rocket City looks like.
Gotta get that train moving.
And now with the fight.
Quick step.
Be careful though. But when he, like, lunges at you and stuff, you drop.
Ah, dang it.
Well, that didn't really work out.
Yeah, I guess you
do that. You just gotta, you know, practice on that, maybe. Oh, there you go, there you go.
Die.
Remember, careful, they can lunge at you backwards.
God dang it.
Two times in a row.
Okay, forget this.
Let's go for three. Never mind.
See, so that.
Oh, he's down there. Ooh!
Okay.
That's a critical. That's a critical.
I'm so sorry, Joe. How's she? Health.
Caution. Oh, it's a caution. Great. Can't go in there. Alright, you're going to be encountering some more. Wait a minute. I think I remember correctly. There is a door somewhere. Is it over there? Don't think so. Okay.
Yeah. Alright. Okay.
Are you going to be encountering two more?
Hey, hang on. Sweet.
Do you see the shadows, huh?
Yeah, I see the shadows.
Alright. Don't get any closer. Because when he gets up, another one will walk out from the corner. There. Get him. Let's just try not to die. Because, I mean, our first Resident Evil game was 4, but 2. Oh, what's up, still? Okay. Just remember, make sure they're dead. Like, stab them with a knife. Alright, keep stabbing. Give him. Oh, now he's dead. Oh, he's not. Back up.
Oh, dang. That was good.
Oh, he's gone now.
See?
Yeah, he's gone.
Good.
Alright, we're gonna be getting some more. Not enemies, but... Well, there will be more enemies. But it's really cool, because,
You get in here? Nope.
Now, look at the toy store. You can't go in it yet, but there is a Easter egg inside of it.
Sweet.
Look through the window, if you can.
Oh, hey, look, box.
Don't do that yet.
Okay, window.
Okay. Look through it. What is that? Mega Man.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, that's cool, Mega Man.
Yeah, huh. They put Easter eggs in this game for different Capcom games.
Alright, anything else there's new?
Alright. You can open that if you want to, just don't shoot that barrel yet.
Got it.
Cause it's supposed to trigger like a cutscene where those things come down. But when all three of them gather, just shoot it and it'll kill them all three at once.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it'll save you bullets.
Wow.
He's flirting. Carlos is just flirting. We can't go through there yet.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. Now walk back towards that way. There we go. They added some environmental defenses in this game. Which is not bad. Which we never hardly see for much Resident Evil games. Like, wait. Don't shoot them all. Wait till they get close to that red barrel.
Now. Should I kill them or walk away?
They're all good. They're not getting up from that. If they do, there's something wrong. Alright. Now, right there, do you see that sparking thing?
Yeah.
It electrocutes them. It stuns them.
Do you want me to shoot now or wait?
If you want to.
So it stuns them.
Watch out. Watch out for that one. There she goes.
Well.
Now shoot it. If you want, well, you gotta be careful. What's the other one? Oh, he sees you. Behind you. She's still alive. There he goes. Oh. Oh, you got all their attention now. Oh.
Woo,
dodging.
This is pretty fun. Go in. Okay. And get ammo?
Yeah. I don't.
Do you think he can come in here?
I don't know. I've never tested that theory. I usually kill them.
Gunpowder.
Alright, safe room is in the back.
Got it.
And you'll find...
Hey, it's that cheesy RE2 music.
Yeah.
And their lockpick.
Yep, there's a safe room.
Okay.
Green herb. Okay. Now, this is going to be great. Interact with that right now. If you can. You just saw the X. And that crystal. The red gem that goes to that thing in the safe, other safe room. You can put it in there. Okay. Now get that. Now go ahead and get that red out. Use a healing.
I'm going to store this.
Well, you need to heal.
Well, I know. I prefer to wait till I might get...
like red?
Yeah. Especially if it's powerful like these. Should I combine these two? Or
that's just... up to you. You got like... it's only like 35 rounds. Plus the ones in the, plus the ones in the chamber.
Anything else I got?
For anything else, no.
Can Nemesis come into the safe rooms?
No.
Okay.
Even though they said, oh, he can? No, he can't. Okay. I actually tested that theory. It didn't work, so. Okay. They just trying to do it so people won't, probably won't buy the game or scare them to death. Okay. Huh. Alright, there's going to be more enemies out here. Completely.
I'm going to... I don't know if this is all new territory to me or not.
It is. Oh, there's another.
Oh, shoot. Fire.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Did y'all see the new...
get to the red barrel. Red barrel. Boom! Now you gotta get that one behind you. Yeah. He's there.
Is there another right there?
No, you gotta get that bolt lock. Bolt cutter.
Yeah.
Alright, don't... Be careful going that way.
Why?
There's one right there, and one actually jumps out of that car.
Oh, Jesus!
And I just said that.
Yeah, you did.
Hi! Oh. Oh, love mark. Now we're at red.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you're good, Jill.
And we're good. We are good. We're good. We're good. We're good.
I keep
we're
missing.
We're missing.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn around. Does that one body come up, or...
She might come up. Just be careful.
Or is anything in here?
Nope. And you're gonna get yourself cornered. And he's down. And
we'll circle around them.
I'd be careful though.
What about going here?
There's some stuff behind there. Okay. Ammo?
So good. Anything else?
I shouldn't be. Okay, I'm gonna go over here. Now my only thing is just don't think you're going to circle around Nemesis if you do this stuff. Don't.
Oh.
He is not easily fooled.
Let's see. What's in here?
Ah. This is where you get the shotgun.
Oh.
But you gotta get the bolt cutters first. He won't come back up until later. But...
So, is it...
Yeah, go through here. Yep. You'll find the water hose here. Oh, get him. Get him. Get him. There we go. Knife him. Knife. Knife.
Die.
Knife.
Die.
Knife.
Die. Die.
He's down. He's gone. When they do that kind of animation, they're gone.
Okay.
That's how you know they're good. There's that fire hose right there.
In there?
Yeah. It's right there in the hallway.
Okay. So. Fire hose. Yeah.
So we can put out the fire. Alright. We need the bolt cutter, which will be later.
Somebody in place. Got a shotgun for when it hits a breaking point and things go south. Gotcha.
Yeah. That's you it, have right? to wait until they get the bolt cutters. That'll be later.
Okay.
Alright, there's lockers. Grenade.
Grenade, yes.
That actually will come in handy for large groups of areas of enemies. Or, if Nemesis. It'll stun Nemesis pretty badly.
Okay.
Alright, go to the other room.
Okay.
There should be some stuff in here, too. You should see a collectible here soon.
Stations or which turn or
that's a lockpick. Okay. It should be on behind you on the table. There.
Oh, that.
Hit it.
Hello, Charlie.
If you destroy them all, you get a trophy.
Oh, sweet.
It's kind of like one of the like, foxes, Raccoon City foxes.
Oh, that's cool.
But, wait a minute.
What?
Never mind. You can go. I was going to say, I thought another enemy pops through the door, but I'm thinking about another time. Because I think you're supposed to come back here later.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
There's a zombie behind you. There's a zombie up there. And don't think that zombie right there...
What about coming over here?
There's some up there too, but... Jeez. There's a lot. Alright. Be careful. Don't. I told you.
I didn't mean that.
I told you.
You die, rapist.
Is that lunch?
Get back.
Eat lead.
Yes. Eat.
And you're just walking in one area.
No, it's not right now.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it.
Die.
He's literally trying to just like, I'm here. I'm here to stay.
Okay, he's dead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he didn't move. Okay. Let's see what's wrong
here. That right there.
Like this?
No, maybe look on that wall behind you. See they're circled?
Circle?
Mm-hmm.
937. Oh.
There's a combination. There's a safe nearby that you gotta use that combination
for. And it's 937.
937.
Let's see. Herb? I will use.
Because the thing is, it's it can be an attachment for your weapons or anything good.
So 937, somewhere around
there's
here.
A barrel right there. Shoot that barrel. We're done. Alright, there should be one that comes out right there.
Hello, poor lady. I'll put you out of your misery.
Don't let her lunge at you.
No, I know.
There you go.
Shit.
I gotta say, the gunfire in this game does sound a lot better.
Yeah, it does. It's just gunpowder again.
Yeah, they're gonna. I mean, okay, they're gonna drop a lot of stuff.
Oh no, she is not.
She
dead.
Is not dead. Okay. I was thinking that she's not dead.
Yeah. Okay. So where would the safe be at? Up there.
Maybe? Up there. You might want to be careful. There might be some up there too.
Okay. I'll double check.
Dark corners, not outside, but inside. Because you can't see through the window. You might want to be careful because they can actually follow you up here. Because there are times that I always forget that they're out there. But when you go in there, there should be one in there.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, not that way. It's blocked.
Oh, no.
But when you go in there, there should be one in there. I'm pretty sure because he gets me all. Yeah, he gets me all the time. Hi.
Oh. Shit.
Ah. God, you hear that? Fuck. You hear all that? That growling and roaring.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm a lady.
Behind you. We are missing, like, oh, we are missing, like, we're, oh, we're, he's good, he's gone.
Thank you, sure.
He's gone, he's gone. That little animation he did.
You know, on Zombie Land, double tap.
Double tap, double tap.
Said you don't use an extra bullet.
There's another zombie on the ground, but I think he gets back up later, or now, I don't know when.
That's combination.
That's the combination. You get a attachment for your gun.
Start doing.
Remember the code?
Yeah, 937.
Okay, 937. It's a safe. Oh, no.
It's Stark. He's just messing with the. Yeah, it's fine. He's in the shower thing.
937.
937. Let's see what we got. Ooh, what's that?
A dot sight.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
It's supposed to, it goes on for your gun. It's actually really effective. Gunsmith.
Oh, dude, that was.
That's a lot better, isn't it? Alright, be careful when you go out on this way.
Why?
Remember when you walked up the stairs, that one lady zombie?
Yeah.
She may have followed you close to that way up. Maybe. They lurk, so. Remember, he's down there.
So I need to go back to where I came from, to that fire?
Yeah, to that fire.
Okay.
Alright, be careful. Remember that place zombies out there, too.
Okay.
Not that guy. So where are the other guy?
Go in there?
Yeah, go back in there. I'm just circling around. Oh, wait, you forgot there's other zombies on the other side, too. There's like three of them.
Oh, yeah.
So I might want to be careful.
I want Nemesis to be over there, too?
Nemesis won't show up until later. Okay. Yep, see?
So we're back. Just need to shoot this.
Just wait till they get closer. And now. It stuns them.
Running.
It stuns them for enough for you to kill them, or you can just escape. And it also works for Nemesis.
Okay, good. He's not.
You're gonna hate it later.
Why not?
This is usually how the part is when we get the fire extinguisher. When we extinguish the fire, he busts us through the wall. Through the demo. But he doesn't do it in this one.
He doesn't do it like on the demo?
Yeah, he does it on the demo, but this, no. This is where we get to see some fun stuff.
The power of the substation. Repair. Hey, ball cutters.
We need that.
And a safe. I'm going to put some extra gun ammo in there. And I'll put this in. Hey, wait a minute. I could use this. Maybe double green herbs.
Triple the green.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We still got a little more time later. So my girlfriend's going to be talking 9:30, which that's her time. So it'd be about 8:30. So we should do about an hour or so.
Well, we're already like 40-something minutes into the episode.
Okay, bolt cutters. All right. And we go here?
Yep. Is somebody here? Yeah.
Is it in this house?
No. You know you could have went back and got the shotgun, right?
Oh.
You don't have to go through it yet.
Oh, so just wait?
Just go that way. If you want to, you can go back and use that bolt cutters on that one.
Will Nemesis be activated by...
No.
That's only if you went through that door?
No. He'll only activate whenever you turn the power back on for the substation.
Okay.
That's when he'll come in.
All right. Wasn't there another bolt cutter at the toys, too? Or no, that was the one.
Locker.
Okay. So let's go get the... Excuse me, guys.
I know you're hungry, but...
So you got to time it right to do that slow motion thing?
Yeah, it's tricky. A little bit. All right, careful. Where's he at? He is.
Don't mind me.
I'm standing in the alley. Now, the fair warn you. Nothing happens in here, but when you get the shotgun, I want to warn you. When you leave this room again for the second time, that police officer, there's a zombie police officer on a stretcher outside. On a stretcher. You can't he won't activate until you get the shotgun.
Okay, I got a shotgun, sweet.
So I would say that for big matters. Oh. Basically, Nemesis. Yeah. All right. That won't activate till later on, but the zombie outside will.
Gee, hello.
Told you. He was on the stretcher.
Oh, dang, one shot. Huh.
That was a critical.
Critical?
Yeah. A critical is basically just one tap hit and then done. Alright, see if we can get around. He's just walking away.
Excuse me, sir.
Pardon me, sir.
Oh, yeah, now we gotta get through these guys.
Yep. All three. Right in the back. Oh, nice.
Go. This is actually not bad.
Oh! You said? You spoke too soon.
Yeah, I did.
Woo!
My caution again.
Yep, on caution.
Well, this is my first go around, so.
Well, the only part you're going to hate the most is going to scare you a lot.
Nemesis?
Not just Nemesis. When you go so turn on the power. Here. All right.
Can you see us?
Yeah, careful. Come on, don't look at me like that, all right? I'm not an
infected. No, wait, please! What the...
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He might have been infected.
Oh, stars and salt. No wonder so many of them dead.
And what are you, UBCS, killing your own people?
You would have turned. There's your sense of self-preservation. Go back to the subway station. I need a bleeding heart like you to get in the way.
Jeez, what a douche.
Oh, he is a douche. Hey, shotgun shells.
Oh, sweet.
Remember, check the guy's body. He's got pistol ammo. But I know he has pistol ammo too. Never mind, he did. I forgot he thought he did.
Sorry. We can see you, sir. Why am I saying the name?
Okay.
I was trying to get a zoom in his face.
Okay. Alright, you're gonna encounter the zombie dogs here in a bit.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Oh, there's another Easter egg.
Where?
That on the ground.
The ground?
The chalk. Yeah, that's from the original RE3.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Even though it wasn't so bloody. Alright. Alright, go over here.
This way?
Yeah. There's some stuff over here. There's, like, ammo. I don't think he ever comes back. Because I never seen an enemy like that. Nah, he don't.
Okay. But you know what? What's this?
Right. Suicide. He was... Oh, he killed himself. So he must have blew his brains out. Jeez. Through a massacre like this, who wouldn't? Yeah. Jesus. Alright, I'd be careful, though.
Dogs?
Yeah. They will come, when you go
through that... Show a cutscene, or...
No, they'll come through the alleyway. They'll start running. But you can, there's a generator you can shoot, and it'll stun them. Alright, just keep your gun pointing. They should be coming out running here soon. Oh, you hear them?
Yeah.
I see them. I see their ears. There. Oh, good. Oh!
Oh, you did it! I did it.
Out of pure fear. Oh! I never liked these things at all, I swear. I didn't like them.
What the? Yeah, network connection lost. Boo, don't care.
Where'd they go? Oh, there. Get him. He's gone.
Dead.
Uh-oh. Wait, where's the other one?
He's upstairs still.
Easy.
That was pretty good.
Oh, hi! Oh, wait. Where'd he go? Oh, wait, he's behind you! Yeah, he is.
Come on, you little butthole.
Yep. Oh, get him. Shoot him again. He's good. Just to make sure. Double tap. He said.
Yeah, except... Oh, I could have shot that. Shoot.
Yeah, you could have to stun him.
I didn't pay attention.
Actually, you kind of... When I did this on my first gameplay, I got a trophy for killing two of those zombie dogs with one bullet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, two for one. I don't know how I did it. I just did.
Can I go through here? Or remain
like... Oh, there's a box behind you.
Box behind
me? Yep.
Ah, I see.
Stop. And gunpowder.
Oh, I don't have enough room.
Damn. Oh, well. We're going to have to save that for later, because there's a safe room inside that.
You did get signed pack. Ooh. Extra... What?
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. We're going to the power plant, which is infested with...
Zombies?
Not just zombies. Drain demons.
What the heck is that?
Little mutant spiders.
Oh, great. I love
spiders. Little mutant spiders that lay eggs.
Whoa.
Hi, hug.
I'm gonna try to suck.
Oi. Oh, no. Oh, that was a critical. Huh? Yeah, it was a critical.
No, that was not a critical.
But why would that... Back up.
Nice try, zombie.
Back up again.
Alright, so if you wonder why that it skipped our audio recording, stopped recording for some reason, but...
Yeah, which I caught it, and yeah, obviously it was like... Man, I was like, we didn't miss any good parts or nothing,
So that's a good thing. Okay, let me get this. There's gunpowder down there.
Yep.
And then there was gunpowder outside. Yep. It's a good thing you kept an eye on it.
Oh yeah, true.
If it went back to black, we didn't know.
Oh,
that
man.
Would have sucked.
We had to redo all this all over again.
Yeah.
Man, that would have sucked.
Yeah, it would have. Okay, excuse me, zombies.
No pardon here. Alright. But back to what I was saying. Oh, we gotta combine. There you go. Back to what I was saying about the, you're in the power plant now. Mm-hmm. Drain demos.
They didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, they're called drain demos.
Well, I might want to keep the shells just in case.
Well, let's just say that they're little tricky, little feisty little buggers.
Oh.
They are. They can climb on walls like spiders.
Oh, great.
And they can stick up on you whenever.
Oh, great.
And here's the thing, they can lay eggs in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they literally shove shit down your throat. And you gotta use a green herb to heal yourself. Or if you don't, you'll burst your chest will burst out.
Oh,
or your stomach will burst out.
Oh, So you have to use a green herb as soon as you're attacked?
Yeah. Well, not really when you're attacked, but whenever they, you know, grab you or do something like that to you. Look at that. Look up. Look at that. That's the drain Deimos. That's not the actual Deimos. It's like a nest.
Oh, jeez. It's
creepy.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to this.
Oh, this is when you get the lockpick, too.
Lockpick?
Yeah, you get a lockpick. Just don't combine your herbs. Just grab one and one, because I know you're supposed to use one here. Okay. Whenever you get attacked.
I need to get the first lockpick.
Right there where that dead corpse is.
Okay. Okay, let me get that.
Now, here's the cool thing. She grabs it, but it's kind of freaky. That's what happens to you if you don't eat a green herb. Yep, that's it's creepy. Alright, nothing should happen here. It's just right, gum ammo.
Oh man.
You can't carry anymore. So it keeps down there for you.
Okay.
So if you ever use it, you can always go back to the
lock pick upstairs or to the locker. Here, well, it's okay if I lock pick this.
Well, if you do that, it'll cut into a cutscene.
Oh.
The lockpick's in that box. And up.
Lockpick. Okay.
And then we can go to that locker if you want to. And there's also the toy store.
Can we go all the way back there?
Yeah, but you gotta go through all the zombies again.
Wouldn't that take a lot of time? Or?
It can. Yeah. Unless you wanna, if you wanna waste that time. I mean, we're like almost an hour in.
Yeah.
To our episode.
I don't know.
I mean, we can end it by like an hour, and basically add an hour if you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not really, we're just getting this back on, getting on track. This
yeah.
Since we.
Oh, more handgun ammo, sweet.
Oh, don't forget, you have the box up there. You can put all this stuff in there.
I know. Well, yeah. I need to figure out a way to put
them. Yeah, just go ahead, put your bolt cutters in there, and I think you can put them in there. Grab the ammo and then put the ammo in the box and re-grab the bolt cutter. Because you can't really, like, just, like, throw them away until they're actually done.
Okay. Put these in here. Should I use the grenade or?
Only if you. Basically for Nemesis. Use it. Wait. Just, save it for Nemesis because he will be a jerk.
Okay. Save. Oh, Clarette, Jill, why are you so slow?
Well, she's hurt. What do you suspect?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
She's concussion. Yeah. Close call, though. Huh? I mean, you gotta think. We just started this.
Yeah.
And if you guys ever listen to our other podcast, we died on Resident Evil 2.
Once.
One time.
Yeah.
We thought we was gonna do the whole game without dying. But apparently, no, we got killed by the Super Tyrant. We got killed by Mr. X.
Yeah, it's, I was so upset about
I
that.
I know, I was like, come on! We did so well. Alright, now we can go through that door, unless you want to call it here until next episode.
Because
you're going to be dealing with a lot of feisty boogers in there.
Let's see how much time we got. 54 minutes. Let's just see what happens.
You want to save it first before you do this?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, let's go ahead and save it first. I mean,
it doesn't auto save.
It does, but I'd rather have it saved. You know,
just right. Wait, back and forth.
Just all you do is just like save it.
Oh, wait.
We're saving in the box. Okay.
Okay. Well, I need the lockpick when I go in there.
Not really, but you're gonna have to be running a lot to find power switches
so,
to turn on the power.
Alright, so would it be
okay? But you can put it. Well, you gotta use it to unlock that door outside. But, did you already use it on the door?
No.
Oh, no, you didn't. Because if you did, it would already put you in a cutscene.
Yeah.
Because that's when you actually see the dream Deimos.
Okay.
Which is creepy.
What's this?
It's a note. Okay. See? Okay.
That's where it goes.
Here we go. Here it comes.
Oh.
Open it. There it is. Yeah, that's gonna give you your nightmares.
Oh, jeez.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's laying eggs in you. Which sounds so wrong from what I just said. All right, now you gotta take, you gotta use a green herb fast. See, parasite. Now you're fine. All right, now do you want to do this or do you want to wait? This, yeah, it gets intense.
Yeah, let's save for next episode.
Yep, I thought so, because this will get a little jumpy for you, I swear.
Yeah, we'll save for next episode.
Well, yeah. Alright.
Okay, guys, well, we'll try, I don't know when we'll do this again, but hopefully soon, but if you liked it, hopefully subscribe to our podcast channel, and we will see you guys later. Dave and Friends out.